Welcome to Hemelradio's podcast. The following is an excerpt from a Manifesting Excellence live call. For more information, please visit www.hemelradio.com. That's H-E-M-A-L-R-A-D-I-A, Hemelradio. The question we're going to look at today is about multiple manifestations.
So let's say you start out with this manifesting thing, okay? And you start to attract things into your life. And then things start to happen, and then you get excited, and you think, oh, well, what else can I have? And then you start to line up various different things. And then you find maybe it feels different, or then you're kind of feeling a little bit stretched, and you're thinking, well, you know, all these other things I want, I'm not quite attracting them quickly, or things aren't happening now. So there's a few things I'll say, like, you know, when you attract something and then you want multiple things, multiple manifestations, how do you handle that? So there's a few ways of going about it. So in her question, the way she's implying it, she says, you know, when there are a few things I want, I find it difficult to focus on and maintain the focus on what I want. So let me say a few things. When you think about this yourself, as you're listening to this question, have you attracted things without focusing on them? You know, have you had things happen to you where you went, wow, you know, I always wanted that and I wasn't even thinking about it and there it appeared? So what I would say is not really about focus. It's actually more so about your allowing. See, my own view is this. My own belief is this. It's you're already connected to what you want. The universe knows what you want. It's actually you allowing and you receiving it and letting it into your life. And so it's not about forcing it. It's not about pushing it. It's not about thinking it, et cetera, et cetera. My view is when we focus on something, we're actually improving the allowing. So when we focus on a particular manifestation, if it's a job that we want, if it's a relationship that we want, if we want to have a country home, for example, whatever it might be, as we focus on it, we're attuning our vibration to it. So as we think about the country home or the car that we want or the job that we want or whatever it is, as we think about it, we're shifting our vibration and our energy. And as we're doing that, we're shifting it to what we want. And so we're actually becoming more of a magnetic match to it, and we're becoming resonant to it, and we're hence allowing it into our reality. So it's really about the allowing of it. So for me, when we focus on something, that's a part of allowing. But focusing is not the only way, or it's not the be-all and the end-all of allowing. You know, sometimes taking action is a way of allowing. So sometimes people get caught up with law of attraction, and they say, well, you have to take action. And my view is, action is not the be-all and the end-all. It's one tool in your set in terms of allowing your own energy and lining up your energy. So for me, it's actually about your receptivity to allowing what you want. It's like the universe or God is ready to give you what you want. Are you ready for it? You know, there's the joke, you've probably heard this, there's a joke of, I heard this many years ago, and it very much applies to what we're talking about. It's like this guy, the town is getting flooded, and this guy sort of comes out of his house and climbs to the top, to the roof. He's on the roof, and the water's getting higher and higher, and he's praying to God, saying, God, save me, God, save me, God will save me, I'll be okay, I'll be okay. And the water's getting higher and higher, and then this raft appears, this life raft, and they say, hey, you know, we've come here to save you. Jump in. The guy goes, no, it's okay, I'll be okay, God will save me. So they go, okay, up to you, and they carry on past. And then this group of people sort of swimming with these people swimming are going past, saying, come join us, we'll take you to safety, hold on to us, you know, we'll take you to safety. And he goes, no, it's okay, I'm praying to God will save me, I'll be okay. They say, okay, up to you. And then he's still praying, saying, you know, God save me, God help me, etc., etc. And then this helicopter appears, and they're saying, hey, you know, jump on, get the ladder, get onto the helicopter, we'll save you. And the water's still getting higher and higher. And the guy goes, oh, no, it's okay, God's going to come and save me, God will save me, I'll be absolutely fine. And then the helicopter goes, are you sure? And he says, yes. They say, okay, and they carry on. And then what happens is the water gets higher and higher, and eventually it reaches the roof, and it drowns the guy. So the guy dies, he goes to heaven, and he says to God, God, I prayed for you, where were you? You know, where were you? I prayed for you. And God says, well, hang on, I sent you a life raft, I sent you a group of swimmers, I sent you a helicopter, you know, I did try saving you. So it's the same here with the universe, where the universe is sending you stuff. Are you noticing it? Are you receiving it? Are you allowing it? You know, same, that's the example in the joke, in the story, that the guy just wasn't allowing it. He wasn't being receptive to it. He actually had what he wanted. That's the thing. Do you have what you want? Have you not recognized it? Sometimes, you know, sometimes what we want is already here and ready, and we just don't recognize it. What I would say is assume it's here. Okay, because when you assume it, you're actually attuning your energy. You're assuming it. You're lining up your energy. You're allowing it. That's what I would always say. When you think of your manifestations, think of them already here, because that's attuning your energy. It's creating the groundwork for the manifestation of it. It's always good to assume that what you want is here. It's like the salt cellar, isn't it? It's like you've opened your cupboard, you're looking for the salt cellar, and you don't see it. How about assuming it actually is there in front of you, and then you start to look for it? It's the same with your manifestations. Sometimes, we think of our goals in the future, and so we almost like aren't ready to receive them right now. We aren't ready to look for them right now because we think, oh, it'll be coming, later in time because I'm not ready. So it must be later in time it'll come. But actually, what if you are ready and actually it's already here now in maybe a different form than you thought it might be? So how about assuming that you are ready and it already exists? Because it already and always does exist. It's actually you attuning your filters and your energy to actually receive it and to allow it and to recognize it. So it's really about that. In terms of what you're asking about multiple manifestations, in terms of focus, etc., so there's a few ways of handling this. First of all, you know that you can manifest things, so you're quite good at manifesting things. So what I would say is this. When you have multiple manifestations, I would say start off with the ones that feel the best. Yeah, and that can fluctuate. On some days it might be one goal, another day it might be another goal. It might be that as you focus on one goal, it then isn't as important because you're lined up to it than other goals. So I would say when you have multiple things that you're going after, multiple goals, multiple situations that you want to occur, focus on the ones that feel the best, the ones that you're more passionate, the ones that you're more drawn to, the ones that you're looking forward to, the ones that excite you. And that, again, that can fluctuate. So focus on the aspects that excite you the most, because it's not actually about the goals themselves. It's about them helping you to your alignment. It's about them getting into your flow. Okay, it's really how do you use them to serve you in your flow? Because let's say you have numbers 1 to 5 in terms of manifestations or goals that you're after, and let's say number 1 feels the best. Okay, so you focus on that. That does not mean that you're not attracting number 5 also. Okay, so, because as you get into a better place about goal number 1, you may actually be in a better place for the other ones as well. Okay, so it's all serving you as well. I think the word was cross-pollinating, but really, they do serve purposes. So as you focus on something, and as you focus on the things that feel the best, you're making the greatest shift in your alignment. Okay, so that's what I would do. I would say focus on the ones that feel the best. Assume you don't have to know all the details all the time. When we're trying to manage many things, especially if we're quite sort of left-brained or conscious-minded, we try and figure things out. We think we need to know everything. So if you're going for multiple manifestations, it can actually be a good thing because it allows you to detach from the details and to focus on your flow and focus on what feels the best. So you let go of the how even more because you can't actually afford to think of the how. Otherwise, you get overwhelmed. So and then later in time, as things are showing up, things that you need to do, you may prioritize. Okay. The key thing is this. When there are multiple things that you're going after, it's not letting them take you out of your flow. Okay. So it's staying in flow and using them. So, how can you use these in the best way? How can you focus on them in the best way? So do that, but also not letting them take you out of your flow, because that's what happens for many people. Even if they're going for one goal or two goals or whatever they might be, and we're saying 5 goals, but it could be that someone's going after one big goal and there's many sub aspects to it. So it's not letting the manifestations take you out of your flow and to overwhelm you. That's what you don't want to do, because then you're out of your flow and it feels harder, basically. The trick and the skill is how can you enjoy this? These 5 or 3 or whatever many things that you have that you're going after, how can you actually enjoy them? How can you use them to get into your energy, your flow? How can you get excited about them? And at times it may fluctuate, there may be other goals, etc. But how can you enjoy it? And it's not necessarily about focusing on it. So you can focus on them, we've all experienced goals where we've not thought about something and it's happened. And that for me, that's actually what's important. It's about the allowing of it than the focusing of it. So essentially, the things that you're going after, how can you use them to get into your alignment? How can you use them to feel good? How can you feel excited? How can you feel the manifestation of them and enjoy them? And as you do that, as you get more into your flow, things will start to move and shift and happen anyway, regardless of the details of these goals and what you're doing, what you're not doing, etc. So I would say that's the important thing. It's really about enjoying them in the best way. And it's not necessarily about focusing. You don't have to have your attention on these all the time necessarily. It's really, I would say, prioritize and go with what feels the best, what feels the most important and relevant at this moment, and use that and then go from there. So it's really about You know, when you have multiple situations, you having a bit of an alignment or an order or a priority to those, it doesn't mean that you have to receive them in that order, but in terms of how important they are to you right now, that's the key thing. So it doesn't mean that, you know, you have to wait for number one to happen before you go after number two and so on. But number one may be more important to you, and that's so you may focus on that more and prioritize that in your thinking, but they could come in different orders. The key thing is that you get them. It's just if you set an order within yourself, it's actually your own personal organization. Because if you don't have that, you may find yourself in a bit of a conflict. Like you think of something and you're thinking, well, I should be thinking about the other one. But if you've set an order or a priority, then you know that if you're thinking about number one, that's the most important thing. Focus on that. When you're done with that, then go on to number two. Whereas if you didn't have the order, you know, as you think about one, you may be thinking, well, I should be thinking about that, and you're feeling guilty about not working on the others. So if you set an order, it's really about your own personal alignment and your personal congruency and flow. And then, of course, they can come to you in any order. You let go of the details. You let the universe handle the how and the timing and everything else. So yeah, you were saying about how to maintain the focus of, especially when there are so many, you don't necessarily need to focus on all of them. And I guess I've covered that really, that just feel good about them, enjoy them, and they could, you know, they could come in all sorts of ways. It's really about the goals that you, because this is the thing, okay? I'll just say one more thing about multiple goals or multiple manifestations, is that let's say you have 5 goals, okay? And let's say you're really excited about them, but let's say you say to yourself, okay, but I don't want to, maybe I'll only think about one goal, or I'll think about 2 goals. That to you may actually take you out of your flow, because you may feel there's a large part of you that's missing. So that's why I'm kind of acknowledging that you have actually multiple goals, and it's okay to think about them, but have a sequence of how you prioritize them. So you might start today, you might think about goal number 1, tomorrow goal number 2, etc. But you know, when you have multiple goals, so there may be a part of you that if you don't actually acknowledge all of them, you may feel out of balance. So again, it's acknowledging aspects of yourself, and because that's what your goals are, they're just aspects of yourself. That's what you're doing. This is all metaphorical. It's your own evolution. It's your own growth. So it's you accepting, acknowledging these aspects, but having an order to them as well, and a structure that serves you. Okay. So yeah, I guess I've covered that quite thoroughly, including about forcing of things, and I've covered that it's really about allowing, and forcing is just one tool, one aspect of it, really.
Thank you for listening. If you wish to meet Hemel at his live event in Australia, please visit www.loainaustralia.com. And thank you from me, Ali Wiley, podcast consultant. You can find me at www.howtopodcastexpert.com. Have a lovely day.